Welcome to College Football Live, y'all.
There you go.
Woo!
We're back. And guess who's back? Josh, after 3 weeks missing out here, MIA.
Yeah, I was in a imaginary plane crash, and I just got back to Gainesville, so.
Something like that.
That shit been slumped. That shit been sleeping for like fucking 3 weeks.
Yeah, bro, it's cold, bro. It's hibernation season.
That's right.
Y'all tripping.
How's y'all week going?
Horrible.
Damn.
School started.
Yeah. School started like 2 weeks ago.
Bro, no, I just woke up. It's only been on for today.
Yeah, bro, he's been hibernating.
Yeah, bro. Yeah,
real deal hibernating. What about you,
Obed? How's your week been going?
Shit, man, I've been in school. I've been chilling, applying for jobs and shit. I'm not trying to be a broke boy. Playing Fortnite when I get a chance. Starting to hit the gym again. Getting back in the flow of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Feel that. You?
It's better this week, yeah.
You chilling now?
For sure.
Hey, bro, let me tell y'all a story real quick, man. So, like, I was dating this. And,
By the way, we did not know this. So this is brand new to me.
Nah.
This was not pre-discussed before.
We could just cut it out.
No, bro.
I'm not going to get into my personal details.
No, bro. Story time.
I don't
want to
expose.
Bro.
Oh, we talking about story time? Right,
story time.
So,
bro.
All right. So,
he's not cutting it.
So once upon a time, I was dating this chick, right? Mm-hmm. So basically, we had broke up. Shit wasn't working out. Both ways, mutual. Everything was cool, right? Come to find out, you know, she tripping on me because she thought I was talking to some chick. That shit wasn't happening. So, but while we were together, I thought she was talking to this dude. She said that wasn't happening. But like after we got done, like a couple weeks later, she talking to that dude that
I was talking about.
Right?
Yeah,
so,
I know this story.
So you know how that looks. You know, believable that wasn't happening while we were dating, but whatever. So check this out, though. She talking to me because she was talking about she wanted to have, like, someone more, like, loyal or someone she could trust more, I guess, some bullshit. Because, you know, I got caught up doing some foo-foo lame shit, and you know how that shit goes, fellas. So she wanted to be able to trust somebody. Keep in mind, this person she's talking to now is somebody who is hella untrustworthy because he been fucking shit, like, when he's been dating a chick, you know what I'm saying? It's very clear that he has. You know what I'm saying? It's not an if, ands, or buts. So that's besides the point, just to give you a little background information. So my homeboy, he's at a party, right? And he's telling me, he was like, damn, bro, you just lucky you're not with that girl no more. I'm like, yeah, bro. I mean, I don't really care because I don't move past it. But I was like, what happened? And he was like, just, bro, just don't ask questions. Just like, you should be happy. I'm like, what, she pregnant or something? And he's like, no, it's not that bad. But she was like, just know that she's an idiot. And I'm like, oh, word? What happened? This bitch is at the damn party with her mans. And he's dancing on another hoe. And her friends coming to the mans, like, yelling at him, talking about, some, why are you doing that, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like,
more trustworthy.
I was like, exactly. And that's what he said. He was like, damn. And this was funny because this person, super respectable. I can't say nothing bad about her. But it's just funny because her actions are going against what she's saying, because right. Everyone that knows me, even though they know I'm a fuck up, they was like, damn, that's crazy. She was saying like all this, that, and the other, and now she's just like, she playing that, she doing that Bird Box challenge. Like, she's not seeing none of that shit, bro. Like, she's just okay with it now, I guess.
Bird Box, bro. Get the hell out of here.
And that's just like Bird some Box. Funny news, you know what I'm saying? Y'all tune into my personal podcast. I got more shit for y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, if we make a podcast about PK Young stories, that shit would be a hit.
Oh, God.
Straight up.
Shout out to PK Young.
Shout out to PK.
That's our high school and shit. But nah, bro. That's kind of funny, you know what I'm saying? That shit really made me laugh today. But yeah, bro.
Well, damn.
Welcome to College Football Live.
Welcome to College Football Live.
And we are live for real.
And we are live. Other than that, man, my week is going good.
Can you talk
you know, dealing with some personal stuff, but other than that, just keep grinding. There's nothing else you can do.
Care to share your personal story?
Nah, bro. I'm straight. Okay. I'm straight.
Yeah, bro. This man has been ducked off for like 2 weeks. No one knows what's wrong with him.
Bro,
like,
I'm ducked off for 2 days.
Okay? Nah, bro. This man's been like whole new Ed. We're like, everyone's like, what's
wrong
with him?
Nah, bro. Nothing. I went to Mickey Mouse Town on Saturday.
Really?
Mickey Mouse Town. What the hell? I went to Epcot, bro. I went to Epcot and shit was fun. Other than that, bro, just straight studying and homework.
Yeah.
But now going back to what our podcast is about.
What happened in the news, Eddie?
What happened in the news? Let's see. The biggest news is that Jalen Hurts is going to Oklahoma. I don't know what you guys think about that.
Three Heismans in a row for Oklahoma.
You think so?
No. I don't think so.
Hell man.
I'm just saying, bro, everyone's
I just want to know, so like, Spencer Rattler was told in December by Lincoln Riley that he was not about to get any transfers. And I believed it because at the time, I mean, we don't know about Justin Fields really. Like, we know about Jalen Hurts, so maybe his experience outweighs, like, Justin Fields' hype, I guess. So, like, he might be more reliable for 1 year. Right. But, like, what we're assuming is Justin Fields was the best quarterback available going into Portal.
Right.
So well, when
he's in Portal.
So when Justin Fields went to Ohio State and not Oklahoma, I was like, all right, yeah, I mean, this guy, Spencer Rattler, he's going to be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so then now we get this Jalen Hurts going to Oklahoma. So, like, if what was said to Spencer Rattler was that you're going to be the guy, then, like, I wonder what's happening in his shoes and how he feels, because he was the number one QB or number two QB or whatever, depending on which 24/7 Rivals, whatever you look at, ESPN. Yeah. He was a top quarterback, so he chose to go to Oklahoma for a reason.
Yeah.
Right.
So like now, like,
he might be okay
where
with
he stand?
Though.
Yeah, I think it's best for him anyways. Yeah, personally, like, yeah, get that experience, and then when you come back as a redshirt freshman, you're just gonna be hooping for two more years.
Right.
But that still looks kind of shitty. You know, it's kind of shady. But in terms of Jalen Hurts on his side of it, I fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's given a lot to Alabama, and he's done everything right for Alabama. So now he's going to go to an offense where, he's been known as a running quarterback who can make the passes here and there. And he did very well in the SEC championship. But I think now he goes to an Oklahoma offense where you're like, okay, now let's see what you really got. And this is great for him. Like, he's got to get his. Like, he gave Alabama theirs. Now he's got to get his. And I think this is the perfect offense where he's either going to be successful and he's going to give himself a stock in the NFL, to get potentially drafted, or it's just going to show that, he's not that kind of quarterback. So it's good for him. It's either going to make or break his career, because if he does really good, possibly another Heisman, or, throws 3,000, 4,000 yards, then you're like, okay, shit, he has really improved as a quarterback and he can throw the ball. So for him, I think it's a very good decision. He's going to go play in the Big 12 where they don't play defense. So he gets to throw the ball around, and hopefully he does well. I mean, I like Jalen Hurts a lot, so.
I think it works out for both, actually, the team and him. Like, sometimes when people transfer, it's kind of like,
You said, I think it's a good mutual, because now Tua didn't have to, like, feel bad. Like, I don't think Tua felt bad, but, like, we all know Tua is the guy.
Right.
And so, like you said, I think it was mutually good for both of them, and hopefully they went on good terms, and I feel everyone understood the situation and can respect him for leaving. I think that was definitely a good mutual spot.
And for Oklahoma, too, because, like they said, they can redshirt their freshman QB, let him understand the system a little bit better while Hurts goes out there and maybe shows him the ropes a little bit, probably like what he did to Tua, but then Tua took a spot. So, I mean, but he doesn't got to worry about that this year unless he just really is that bad.
Is
that good. Just like Tua, yeah. Oh, man, poor Jalen, bro.
But I just don't see Jalen going there if he's not going to be a starter.
Right,
This is last year. Like, there's no way in hell unless, Spencer Rattler is significant. Like, if they're on the same level, even close, even he might be a little bit less than Spencer Rattler, they're going to give him the start.
Right.
But that sucks for Spencer, because if he was told that they were not going to get any other transfer, basically he was going to be the guy. And now you signed thinking you're going to be the guy, and then you get obviously you can compete and beat him out for the position. That's no question about that. But if somebody told you that you're going to be the guy and now you have to compete for it, if I were in his shoes, I would be a little bit mad. But at the same time, there's a lot of experience that you can gain from sitting back from a guy from Jalen Hurts. So something to keep an eye out. Overall, I think it's, like you guys said, it's mutual. It's good for everybody. It's good for the school of Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. It's good for Alabama, because Tua now has, he's free. He can do whatever he wants. I think his little brother's the one that's sitting behind him now. So he can teach him the ropes. And Spencer can gain a lot of experience, or he can beat Jalen out. Yeah. And if he does that, it just proves that Jalen's really, he's a decent quarterback. He's just not starting material in the big, the
Well, he's
conference.
No, he's a starter. He'll start other SEC teams for sure. He's just not better than Tua. Like, That's just what it is. And I don't think there's any other quarterback right now in the SEC that we could say is definitely better than Tua.
Right.
In the SEC.
Right.
That's
better than Tua?
No. There's nobody better than Tua right now. So to be fair, I mean.
Well, Drew Lock.
Drew Lock's not in the SEC no more.
Yeah. Well, he was.
Yeah, he was. But I'm talking about like next coming year, now. Like maybe Jake Fromm, but like that man's not clutch. Like he's been in 3 championship games, hasn't won one.
Right.
So.
But Spencer Rattler, for those who don't know, is the number one pro style quarterback according to 24/7.
And committed to Oklahoma, right?
And I did watch him play in the
All-American.
He looked pretty good. Like he definitely is confident when he throws the ball. You know, he's not scared. He's not scared to make those throws.
The dude from Wisconsin was really good.
That guy right there, the guy from Wisconsin. That's what I've been telling you know the guys off when we don't do a podcast.
Yeah.
He was the best quarterback I've seen in both. Army All-American and the Under Armour All-American. Hands down.
Graham Mertz.
Hands down, he was the best quarterback I saw. Like, he looks like the most ready.
Yeah.
I don't know if the offense, what they did there, just, you know, a couple days of practice, you know, maybe whatever. But, like, his touch, like, he had everything. Like, he threw the out ball. He threw deep ball. And his touch pass, like, when I saw him do a touch pass on the run, that's when I knew, like, all right, this guy's, like, how the fuck did he go to Wisconsin? Like, why didn't anybody else, you know what I'm saying? Like, he threw, like, 3 touch passes where I'm like, damn, like, right over the linebacker, spiral. Like, I was, like, amazed. Like, I was like, why is this guy not?
Didn't he set the record for most TD passes?
Yeah, maybe he wants to.
I think he did in the All-American game.
He might have. I didn't watch the full of it. I just watched, like, the first half, and he was balling out.
Maybe he wants to take Wisconsin to the next level. I don't know. But, yeah, he was looking good from everything that you told me. He definitely looks like the most ready quarterback in the class this year. And what is he, the number 2 quarterback in the
Ooh,
class?
Yeah. He's number 4 pro style.
4 pro style? It's not bad at all. So we'll see. That would be
Howell's
interesting.
Sam right above him.
Sam Howell, man, that shit is trash, man. Hey, bro, he's going to be good because he went to NC now. UNC.
Yeah.
That'd be.
Yeah,
if he goes to FSU, he'll be trash.
Yeah.
Everybody that goes to FSU is trash.
Yeah.
Anyways, other than that. what do you think about Mertz going to Wisconsin? Do you think that's the missing piece that they need to get to the next level?
Compete? I think just even from us noticing it, I think talent's going to notice it, like high school people in Wisconsin, you know, they're always kind of up there. They have a big name. You know, I think
they just can't get over the hump.
Yeah, but I think if you have a superstar quarterback like he showed in the All-American game, they might be able to get some recruits up there and maybe be able to do something. I mean, he looked really, really good in that game. Like, it was ridiculous how good he looked.
Yeah, I was like, bro, why?
And those are the best high schoolers in the
right,
nation.
Exactly.
You know? So maybe that's the missing key for them. Because they always have big linemen. They're always athletic as well. They'll block for you. Yeah. They always have a beast at running back.
Always.
Decent wide receivers. They just really don't really have the quarterback to get them over the top. So maybe Mertz is the guy that helps them.
I agree.
Well, that was another big news. Tate Martell goes to Miami.
Tell me what y'all think about that. I know what I think about that shit. I mean, I'm pretty sure I told y'all in the previous podcast, but like, and last podcast I was kind of like dead, so you know now I'm feeling myself today. So I'm gonna let Eddie and Josh talk about that shit, and then I'll get into that shit again. Probably repeat myself.
Well, let's see. Tate Martell, look, man. Other than that, he's going to Miami, he can go screw himself. I'm just kidding. Nah, I think he could be decent quarterback. I just don't know because all the highlights are from practice and from garbage time drives, you know, versus Rutgers. Who the hell's Rutgers? Just a glorified high school team. like a glorified Bowling Green, you know? So I don't really know what to expect from him. And he's also 5'9". They say 5'11", but when you compare him to every other player on the team, I don't know if you've seen the pictures because you don't have Twitter, but literally, shout out to Uncle Silk, this man was cooking Tate Martell up. I mean, he looks like a little midget next to everybody. So
bro,
he's,
and that's what I was saying on the last show. I think I was pretty nice about it, and if I didn't, then I really was just fell asleep. But I'm pretty sure I said that in the last show that I thought my first thoughts were this man's short. Like, he's not a big quarterback. Like I said, he played at a good high school, and that's why he got all this hype. But, like, this man's small. Like, yeah, maybe he can run the thing, but, like, bro, that shit's small as fuck. Like, he's really small.
You can't see over the offensive
and,
line
like,
if you're that
that's
small.
That's saying a lot coming from me. Like, I honestly don't think he's, like, more than half a foot taller than me, bro. And that's, like, saying a lot. Because I'm, like, sitting right under 5'6". Yeah, that shit looks small, bro. That shit looks like a walk-on, not gonna lie. And yeah, like
this gotta be fake.
Like I said, bro, prior to, I don't know, was the last show, was he at Miami last show?
Who?
Tate Martell. Did he go to Miami last show?
Last what?
Show. Like the last podcast was he.
Oh no, no.
Okay.
Damn. And so then
what the fuck this man talking about?
And bro? So bro, like I have a real deal problem with him. Oh, we kind of talked about it briefly. Like I already said that
he was transferring out.
He was transferring out, and to me it was a problem because he said, I have no reason to leave. I've been in Ohio State for 2 years, and there's no reason Justin Fields should come here. So he's kind of like telling Justin Fields, like, try, like, test the water. And Justin Fields like, shit, all right, bet. Test him. And this man left ASAP. So, like, Miami fans all hyping it up because, you know, we follow Florida football more than anything besides the SEC here. And so, you know, the trolls have been like, this guy's small and, like, all he got is practice film or garbage time film. Literally. And, like, this guy is, like, just hard for me to, like, if he was, I wouldn't want him as my quarterback because he doesn't even believe in himself that he can beat some guy who's literally going to come in. And he's been in the system 2 years now, waiting for his turn. So I wouldn't want him anyways. Of course, Miami fans, now the U is back. No, it ain't back. Y'all been saying that literally after every coach. Oh, my God, the U is back. Turnover chain. The turnover chain, bro. What was the turnover chain against Wisconsin, bro? Wisconsin was 6-6, and they got scored on 28-3.
They got dick.
Oh. So, like, I don't really believe in, like, Tate Martell is going to be the guy even when he gets there, which is the shitty part.
And he might not even play next year.
Yeah, so... I'm not wondering. I hope Tate Martell gets, you know, that fucking waiver so he can play against Florida because that shit finna get whacked.
Yeah.
40 burgers coming your way, Miami.
40 burgers.
40 burgers. We coming for another 40 piece. So, yeah, I don't think he's, like, that good, bro. Like, I think he was just that Bishop Gorman. Like, look what happened to, what's that boy's name that was at Florida? Jake Allen. Jake Allen played for St. Thomas Aquinas when they had a squad and a half. And this man just didn't pan out. I haven't heard from him since. Don't even know where he's at.
I forgot. He's at a small school.
Yeah, really small school.
Like,
he transferred out last year.
You just need to be able to get the ball to your playmakers when you're at those big schools. That's it. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. Miami, here you go. It's your turn. No, it's your turn, bro. It's your turn to cook Miami up. You gotta cook them up, man.
I mean, I didn't really know much about him until I heard everyone talking about, oh, he's transferring stuff, because I just didn't really... I mean, like, I support Ohio State because I have a bunch of family that lives in Ohio.
Bro, get the hell out.
All right. No, but, like, so, like, I support them, but, like, Florida's always my number one team. But, so I didn't really hear anything about him, and then I saw that tweet from Florida cornerback Jaden Hill, the freshman that...
freshman cornerback.
Was all about how his highlights were all from a practice squad and practice and all that. That, like, this man means nothing and everyone's hyping him up. I mean, as a Florida fan, I can relate it to, like, when we had Treyon Harris. That man could never see over the offensive line. So every single play, he'd have to run out and throw it or just run. So, I mean, especially if you're a big school like Miami who usually draws some talent and you go play against some good school and you have a 5'9 guy who you need big offensive linemen to stop the big defensive linemen, he's not going to be able to see anything. It's just going to be a bad situation.
But if you're a Miami fan, you could be like, well, look at Kyler Murray. He's 5'9". He's balling out. He's a Heisman Trophy winner.
Oklahoma gets better recruits than Miami.
Facts. But Miami fans don't see it.
Kyler Murray is a Heisman, was a Heisman winner.
That's what I'm saying. But they're like, oh, well, the hype doesn't have to do with anything. Look at Kyler Murray. That's their argument. But this man literally has not played a full game in 2 years. And like Obed said, he doesn't even believe in himself to go beat someone out. You've been sitting in the system waiting to get your time.
Right.
And then somebody comes and transfers and you don't want to compete for it. So obviously, are you really like... devoted to go play football? Like, do you really want to, or do you believe in yourself or not? Because if you did, you would stay at Ohio State, compete versus Justin Fields.
Right.
Dog, and then he talking about we're back like we never left from people from Bishop Gorman. Because Jeff Thomas came back, and they got a transfer safety from...
Bubba Bolden.
I got to look up Bubba Bolden. From USC. First off, let me tell you, USC was barely won any games last year, and their defense wasn't all that either. So I really not really worried. Like, Jeff Thomas, average.
He's just fast.
He's good. He's good at Miami. Like, yeah, he's an all-star in Miami. But that man won't start. Oh, he wouldn't even start, like, the number one receiver at FSU right now. And so, like, he's good, but he's not what everyone hypes him up to be. Like, he's not going to be a game changer, for say. They were better off with that that one white boy. What's his name? Berrios. That was a real one right there. Berrios was a real game changer right there. But
Braxton Berrios. Where's he mm-hmm. at? Patriots, right?
Berrios? Yeah, I think so.
So I don't know, man. And then Miami fans over here coming out of their little slums that they've been in the last 20 years since they won the national championship. And they're talking all this crap about how they're going to smack us, throw us around, how they're DBU because they have the number one pass defense.
Who did they play?
All I know is they got whacked by Wisconsin, who has no quarterback, and the running back, they just have a running back. Yeah. And they still couldn't pass it. Like, you still couldn't stop them. You lost by 27 points. So, like, I don't know, man. Like, Miami fans just slow it down. I get it. You guys are excited that you get Manny Diaz, got rid of Mike Richt. I will say this, that Manny Diaz is doing a lot more work than fucking, what's this man doing? Then damn Willie.
At least Manny Diaz bringing people in. Willie, we got three people in Porter right now. Willie, what's going on, Willie? This man can't do it. Whiffy Taggart. Whiffy. You heard it here. Whiffy.
Facts. I mean, he can't get anybody in. Nobody wants to. Look, everybody's interested in going to FSU. Nobody wants to go visit. Not only that, Nick Cross, might be going to Penn State. Everybody's speculating he's going to transfer. He's going to flip to Penn State. Then someone else, J. What was his name?
I don't know. Some J.
So he's like a cornerback or safety. Yeah. He's coming to Florida, and everybody's scared that maybe he might flip to Florida too. So, like, really, Florida State, what the hell are you?
I'm not. Akeem Dent already. He's enrolled.
Oh, he's already.
Yeah, but he's signed. But I'm not too high on these. You know, we always talk about flip recruits. Yeah, we would like them to flip because fuck FSU. But I don't know. Nick Cross has been committed for a long time, and obviously FSU produces good defensive backs. So, I would like them to flip, but the reality of it, I was like, would they flip? I don't know. It might be too much of a burden to switch up like that.
Fuck that. I need Nick Cross to leave.
So I don't know if Nick Cross will leave. He looks kind of soft. I saw him in the Army All-American game. Gant, I don't know too much about him. I know he's very good, but I just doubt they'll leave. And Quashawn Fuller, to me, is looking like he's looking like he's just not. He's a second class D lineman right now. Like, everyone who people wanted got. Like, Quashawn Fuller's left for a reason. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're considering FSU and Louisville, shit, take that shit. I mean, I saw him in the All American game. He didn't really impress me either. Ones who did impress me was dude going to Alabama. There's several of them, but I think he looked Hawaiian almost. He looked really good. So I'm not really too worried about Quashawn Fuller. I don't really care about him. For the Gators, I just hope we could get
Charles Moore,
maybe Pickering too. If we got both them boys.
I don't think we're gonna get Pickering. I don't know about Pickering, man. He loves his home. He loves Mississippi. I think he's gonna stick with Mississippi State. But Charles Moore decommitted. He listed Florida as his
one of his tops.
He named it his leader.
Yeah, so say one of his tops.
So we're the leader school, so I think we can close him down, but Pickering is gonna be hard just because
the only thing we have going for Pickering is that the fact that Mullen was like recruiting
the coach
him
there, yeah,
prior to the season. But yeah, it's definitely trying to get him, hard to get him out of Mississippi, but who knows?
Who knows? But also there's a lot of speculation of Bogle or whatever his name is.
Chris Bogle going back to Miami.
Back to Miami just because Manny Diaz is the head coach. Like, there's a lot of speculation. He's been tweeting a lot about Manny Diaz and everything like that. So I wouldn't say that Miami is not, right now looking like a decent school to go to just because Manny Diaz knows what he's doing. But I'm just saying Miami fans need to slow the fuck down with all these talking all this crap.
I don't have a quarterback.
I mean, yeah.
They don't have a quarterback. Please start in Cozy Perry. I'm not happy with that.
I personally thought that he should have started all last year. That's just me. I don't know why the hell they put the other dude. Who was the other
Malik Rozier.
Trash.
I mean, I agree, but I still don't think Perry was all that.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that either. I'm just saying that they messed up by not playing him. Should have gotten a game. What do you think?
I still don't think they have a QB.
like, they always gonna have, like, if until they have a quarterback where they don't have, there's no second, you're not even considering the backup, then you're always gonna have quarterback problems.
Yeah,
that was Florida's problem for 5 years. Like, that's the one thing Willie did do, even though I disagree with him not playing Blackman. At least he stuck with Francois. Like, there was never, like, everyone knew Francois was gonna be the starter, even though everyone hated that. But there was no switching between games, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, until you get rid of that solid, this number one guy, no questions asked, then.
One thing I'm going to say about questions being asked, what do y'all think about Notre Dame being number 5 in the way too early rankings?
Notre Dame. I'm going to pass that on to Obed. He has some strong words about
Notre
Dame. Bro, because
y'all know what I think about Notre Dame. It's exactly who I thought they were. They're trash. Like, they play fucking nobody. They play ACC schedule. Yeah, they beat teams barely. Like, they barely beat Pittsburgh. And UCF played Pittsburgh the same year and, like, beat them by, like, 30, 40 points. So, I mean, they're barely beating teams. Their quarterback play, to me, wasn't, like, phenomenal. I don't know. But I just don't think that they deserve, like, unless they win a conference championship or even an independent championship, like, the two best independent teams play each other, and it's not, and it's somebody, like, decent, then I don't think they deserve to be in the college football playoffs.
Who even is independent other than Notre Dame? I mean, there's like 5 or 6 teams.
There's there's a lot of small schools, but, like, I can't think of any. I would almost like them to see, I would almost like them to say, let them play, like, Utah State or Boise State or some shit like that from last year. For a championship.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, Boise State is the Mountain West.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, I would like to see at least something like that. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, they have the number 14 recruiting class. 14. Notre Dame does. Yeah.
That's the thing. So Notre it doesn't really Dame, affect their recruiting, though. That's the thing. That they shit don't. Doesn't matter, bro, because Notre Dame gets the second class Miami down south players. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll get those solid players that are, oh, they're from Miami, but, like, everybody who wanted anybody from Miami got them. So if Alabama wanted somebody from down south, they got them. You know what I'm saying? All these big schools get who they want, and then Notre Dame occasionally pick one or here or there, but it's the reason why those guys weren't being heavily considered by bigger schools. Like, I just can't really think about when's the last time I heard about a DB or a safety or something like that choosing between Notre Dame and an SEC school or an ACC school. Like, I've never heard, like, oh, Notre Dame's really fighting. They got to beat LSU. They got to beat Alabama. They got to beat Florida State for this safety. You don't see that shit.
Right.
These are guys who go to Notre Dame, in my opinion, knowing, like, oh, the name of Notre Dame. Like, I'm going to accept this shit now because, like, because that's where I'm going to play. Like, I'm not going to go play somewhere else. Right. That's just the way I see it.
Notre Dame always has good offensive lines, though.
They do. Running backs overrated for the most part.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks... Like, they switched from Wimbush to this guy, and, like, he wasn't even, like, that good.
Yeah.
Linebacker's overrated.
Kaiser was all right, from what I can think of Notre Dame.
Talking shit about Manti Te'o.
He wasn't overrated. He just didn't pan out in the...
Nah, he was trash.
He just didn't pan out in the NFL.
He got ran the fuck over in the national championship.
Yeah. Every single play. So Alabama was overrated then?
What?
By your logic, Alabama was overrated this year.
No, I'm talking about Manti Te'o's overrated. I'm not talking about the team. Slow down.
What do you mean? Manti Te'o was overrated? Bro, now you're going to have to make me look at stats. Manti Te'o's
trash, bro. They let 200 damn yards on them.
Bro, and they threw the ball all over Alabama.
Who?
Clemson did this year.
And?
Oh, so they're not overrated? Where was Tua? So Tua must be overrated because he only scored 14 points. He didn't even score in the second half. I'm just saying, like, that logic of one game, like, he's overrated. Like, come on now. Let's not be crazy.
Nah, he was overrated. I'll stick with that.
You can stick with that.
All that shit. Had the fake wife over. That was a man and shit. Get the hell out of here. Trash.
That's just hating. That's just hating.
Nah, bro. He was trash. He was talking all that trash.
So Tua was trash too?
I guess so. I guess he was trash too.
All right. So he's Tua was a trash player then.
All right.
That's he's what you're overrated. Saying. No, you're saying. I'm using your logic, bro. Your logic against you because you have to point out your logic is just flawed. Like, it's just dumb logic.
All right, bro. Then Tua's trash.
You heard it here.
He had a trash ass game.
So Manti Te'o had a trash ass game then.
That's sure.
Okay, he's not overrated then.
He didn't do shit in the NFL.
I think.
What do you mean he's still on a team?
I think you have to wait till someone's career is over before you can.
Okay. So then Tim Tebow was a trash quarterback.
Yes.
You think so?
In NFL.
Okay, so don't compare him. I just said Matt Taylor's trash and overrated because he didn't make it in the NFL.
I thought Tim Tebow was average in the NFL, but because
I think he should have gotten a
chance. But because they got Peyton Manning, I mean, why keep him when you get Peyton?
Right, but like. This is Manti Te'o, let's not bring NFL into it. We're talking about college football. Manti Te'o was not an overrated college football
Yeah,
linebacker.
College, he was good.
Yeah, that's all it is. Yeah, he had one bad game, but that goes. You're not one linebacker is not supposed to stop the whole defense.
Well, that's according
that whole team, and everyone knew that whole team was overrated. Yes, yeah. But Manti Te'o was a good linebacker.
Yeah, well, and that's according to who they were playing too. He might have had good stats against whoever they were playing, but so technically,
exactly. So was he overrated or not? Then, yeah, because you're saying that Notre Dame plays nobody. So if he was looking good versus a team that was nobody's.
Jalen Smith, but Jalen Smith was a good linebacker too. I still think he's a good linebacker regardless.
He's a stud.
Exactly. He did the same thing, played against that same thing, same schedule. Manti Te'o, or we could go back now to Tua. Maybe the SEC is not as strong as we thought, right? Because he balled out against the SEC, goes and plays Clemson, gets two picks, and I don't think he even had two passing touchdowns. He only had one.
Yeah, he had one.
So, I mean, like, we can't base one game off them not being like him being overrated, like that's just dumb. Granted, I still don't think that team should have never been in the championship that year. I mean, I never thought that, but I thought Manti Te'o was a solid linebacker.
Yeah, and he probably had a lot of pressure on him too because everyone was talking about him, and you know what I mean.
Dude was literally in the consideration for a Heisman as a linebacker,
and still got ran over. So,
and now a word from our sponsors.
All right. One thing I want to say is, I don't know how y'all feel about it, and this just might be because I'm an all-SEC sort of dude, but, like, I hate these teams like Washington State and, like, Syracuse, like, being in the top 25. Like, I know they have, like Syracuse went 10-3, okay? And they're in the ACC and all, but, like, schools like that.
You sound like an SEC homer.
Bro, but I'm just saying.
I'm just kidding, bro. That's what CBS would say to you, bro.
Yeah, but that's what I'm just saying, bro. Like.
But the reality of it is there's not, like, you can't put the whole SEC in the top 25
right.
Or the whole ACC. And so, like, they're probably better. Like, who else is in the top 25?
Well, shout out to Army for being 25.
I think Washington State deserved being in the top.
No, I agree with that. So I'm saying, like, I think they're better than some teams.
They beat teams that were ranked. They had a great quarterback, Minshew,
even
with that mustache.
Gone.
And now he's gone, but...
A mustache
was killer, bro. But other than that, man, I think they deserve it. Syracuse, what are they?
Let me check.
Like, I know what you're saying. Like, I understand what you're saying. Like, who the hell talks about Syracuse or anything like that?
They're 15.
But they also... Who was their schedule? There'd be some ranked teams. They just got. They played. They played Clemson close at Clemson.
Yeah,
but they didn't close.
Trevor Lawrence didn't play.
Yeah, that's true.
The whole second half, or part of the first half. But they were winning. They were winning that game. I'm pretty sure.
They were winning until the backup quarterback
won up. Had a, what's it called?
They beat Florida State 30-7.
Trash.
Yeah, powerhouse of FSU.
Yeah, they lost to Pitt.
Damn, that's a horrible loss.
They beat NC State.
Okay, NC State was ranked.
Yeah, they were 22. And because they beat 22 NC State, they got put to 19. Mm-hmm. Then they beat Louisville, who wasn't ranked.
Louisville won two games.
The 2-10 Louisville team. 2-10 Louisville team. Their backup quarterback is transferring to Florida State. Like that's their next hope right there.
Oh, what you talking about? Really?
Hold on. And then Notre Dame beat Syracuse 36-3.
But Syracuse did not have their quarterback.
They didn't?
Since the first quarter.
Okay. And then Syracuse beat Boston College, who wasn't ranked. And then they just beat West Virginia in the Camping World Bowl, but they didn't have Will Greer, obviously.
Correct. So maybe they're ranked a little bit too high. 15? I would say 18, 19.
Bro, I got to look at the roster. Their roster's coming back.
It says they're losing their quarterback.
This is way too early, or this is the end of the year?
This says way too early. So this is for next year. They're number 15.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit too far.
Yeah, but they're losing their quarterback Eric Dungy. I don't know if that was their starter.
That was
or not.
That was the quarterback.
And they're losing a couple other guys, but I mean.
Yeah, that's a little bit too high. I would put them like 18, 20th. Mm-hmm. But Syracuse has been improving every single year. I think the coach there is due to get a big job soon. He's been doing a great job at Syracuse.
What team is it that Lovie Smith's coaching at?
He's at Illinois.
I heard they're getting some good people.
They are.
Dog, I want to see what
because a lot of
Miles does in Kansas.
Because a lot of people, what a lot of athletes are doing, a lot of football players is like, I'm a four-star. If I go to one of these big schools, I'm not going to get any playing time. Mm-hmm. Like some of them, obviously. If you're really good, you're going to get playing time.
Yeah.
So they're deciding to go to like these smaller schools, like Purdue has a four-star wide receiver that just balled the hell out the whole year.
Wow.
I mean, he balled out. Wake Forest also has a four-star wide receiver that they got and also balled out. So I guess people are realizing, like, hey, I can go to another school, I can ball out and still go to the NFL.
Right.
So that's what happened to Illinois. Illinois has a couple of, I think they have like three or four four-stars. And for you to be from Illinois and say that, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll see. I mean, maybe that plays a major role in the future. Like, you know, maybe I don't have to go to the big schools to make to the league. And
that's
it's more balanced everywhere.
That's what I was thinking, what Thibodeau, was that his last name, was thinking when he went to Oregon. A lot of people were saying, like, he doesn't want to go to the SEC and get beat up. Why would he do that when he could go to Oregon, look good in the uniforms, beat up on some teams, and then still and not be hurt, and then have a good draft stock for the NFL?
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that, you know? You
right.
have to think about your future and everything,
yeah.
So.
But I'm just saying, like, that's a thing people think about. So
oh, yeah, for sure.
First think about.
I don't know. I asked Obed this question last week, and I was saying, do you see that football everywhere is getting more leveled? Because we know that from, like, 05 to 2014 or anything, it was straight SEC.
Right.
Killing everybody.
Yeah.
Do you think the playing field is a little bit more level?
Yeah. I think so because everyone's training harder, like younger, with like, you know, every year, like there's new stuff coming out, there's doing different things. Like, I think it's just the talent is just getting so much better that it's actually kind of hard to separate some like 5 and 4 stars.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I think it's just, I think it's all around, like I bet maybe like a 3-star last year was close to a 5-star.
This year, next
yeah,
year.
Yeah, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I just think it's just, it's all getting incredibly close. So that means all the other teams that like
Syracuse yeah.
are getting better. And just, I mean, because there's a lot of, I'm pretty sure a lot of talented 3-stars who just don't go to camps or, you know what I mean? They get found and they're like, hey, come play for us. And then they got a stud on their team.
That's what happened to the, who's the wide receiver that we got for this class, Florida?
Deontay Marks?
No.
Trent Whitmore?
No.
From Buchholz?
No.
Okay,
no.
I'm just asking. RJ Henderson?
Huh?
RJ Henderson?
No.
No, the other dude from down south.
Bro, I'm naming like every receiver here.
We got 4 receivers. It's the one that I don't know his name. I've completely forgot. But basically, Dan Mullen was like.
Oh, yes. I know who you're talking about. Okay.
The only reason he's a 3-star is because he never went to any camps.
Really?
Yes.
You're talking about Chester? No.
That's
it's like right below that.
Chester Kimbrough is a cornerback.
Oh, Jamarcus Weston.
Yeah.
How tall is he?
6'3", 205.
Yeah. So the only reason that he is not a 4-star or 5-star is because he didn't go to camps. So that just tells you, like you said, like talent
right.
is just growing everywhere now. I personally feel like it's more level. It's not the same like 4 years ago where every SEC team was miles ahead of
right.
of
like LSU almost lost to UCF. But
yeah.
Obviously they were missing a bunch of studs.
But still.
UCF didn't have their quarterback.
You play to
yeah.
win the game. They won. But anyways, at the same time, yeah, it's more level. I feel it that way. I still think that the SEC is still the most dominant, but it's definitely more top-heavy than others. But yeah, so I asked him that question. Then what's the other thing that I asked you? Oh, man.
About what?
Last show, I asked you something. I forgot what it was. It was that if it was more playing leveled, I think it's something about Alabama, and then you were like, "No, bro, just because Clemson beat the hell out of Alabama doesn't mean that."
Oh, you
Alabama's
said
is trash or some shit like that.
Is a dynasty over or some shit like that?
Nah, you asked that.
Well, is it?
Fuck no, it's fucking Nick Saban, bro.
Yeah, nah.
But I don't, in that championship game though, he looked like he was really struggling. I mean, they went for it like what?
Yeah,
fourth
bro.
And whatever.
They got down early. Yeah,
they but it was the whole Georgia situation over again. Everyone was talking trash about Georgia for going for it on fourth down.
Yeah, that was stupid. Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah.
He looked like he didn't know what the hell he was
yeah,
doing.
He was panicking.
He just got out coached. But
is the dynasty
is he still
over
the best
Alabama?
Coach in football? What was that?
He's still the best coach in football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so too. But I was just seeing.
But I think.
But Dabo's right there.
Yeah.
I think Dabo wins. Dabo could easily win two more.
Yeah, with Trevor Lawrence
in the next 3 or 4 years, and now you're talking about Dabo with four.
That was four. Nick Saban got what, 6 or 5? How many he has?
100.
Nick Saban. Probably. Yeah. I don't really know.
I think he has 5 with Alabama, or 1 with LSU.
So he has 6. I don't know, man. There's a lot of coaches out here with a lot of, well, 3 of them really. Urban, but he's gone. Dabo has
supposedly.
2. Supposedly, we're gonna talk about that soon. Look, man. I posted something on Instagram a while back when Urban Meyer retired. Then this. Ohio State fan came up to me.
Shout out saying, Ohio State fans.
Nah, fuck them too. Anyways, he came up to me and was like, "Well, how do you know that he's gonna do it again? Well, leaving a school and go coaching another one." I was like, I left him the question. It was like, "Will he go to another? Will he coach again? Will he do it again?" And then this guy got pissed at me, saying that, "Oh, like it's not a fact that he's gonna do it. So why are you posting stuff like this?" And I'm like, "That's why I left in a question mark." But basically, there's a lot of speculation that the USC coach is gonna get fired real soon, and that Urban Meyer might take that job. So my question is to you, Obed, and to you, Josh, and also to the whole audience: what do you think about that? Like, is this a possible destination for him, or do you really think that he's done with coaching?
Bro, like I said before, I don't think he'll go to USC. No time soon. Unless this man bringing out the racks. Like, if USC bring out racks, like, he'll be the highest paid coach. And of course, shit, he'll be healthy real quick. But I just don't see him playing, coaching at USC. Like, for what? What's the point of fucking coaching there?
Bring back the powerhouse? I don't know.
Fuck that powerhouse, man. They were powerhouse in, like, beginning of 2000. That was it. And, again, I'll still revert to, I thought there was times where they shouldn't have been in the championship. Yeah, they won it because they played a Texas team that... Or not a Texas team, but they played teams that also I didn't think was in it. Because back then, it was all about the USC, Pac-10, whatever. Like, they were like the pretty boys. But like, people quickly realized that when you start playing each other, because back then bowl games mattered.
It did.
Like, it's a whole new animal, bro. Like, Alabama's power, that's a powerhouse. I don't think USC, like, what they had was like, they just live in South California, you know what I'm saying? They live in a nice area. Like,
yeah.
That's really it, bro. I don't think USC. Well, I don't think I'll see USC win a championship in my lifetime. But
damn,
I don't see that.
Everyone remember this.
That's bold, right there. Everybody put that down on January 17, 2019. USC will never win one again.
No,
for the rest of their life and eternity.
Forever. And he said they're overrated.
I'm just saying, like, I don't see that. I don't see that shit happening, especially in a playoff format. Maybe in the BCS, yeah. But in a playoff format where they got to beat 2 teams, nah, no chance. Yeah. Unless some crazy shit happens where...
Unless Urban Meyer goes there.
I don't think even with Urban Meyer going there. Like, I don't see him going... I just don't see him going there.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's just it's just something to talk about, something for people to write about. That's just the way
I mean, USC isn't really, like, up there. You know what I mean? Like, I know a lot of people are like, oh, it's a big-time brand name, but, like, Ohio State is, like...
Bro, because the thing is that you're not going to win a championship you're just recruiting in California. That's just a fact. Like, you're not going to do that. And to me, I don't think they'll be able to pick up enough big boys from down south, Georgia, like down south in the southern.
And Oregon's taking California.
Exactly. Too. So I just don't see it happening, in my opinion.
You? Josh? What do you think?
I don't know if he'll go there. I mean, but we also didn't know he was going to go to Ohio State.
Yeah.
But for Ohio State, though, he's going back home.
Yeah, he was going back home.
He's always said that was his dream. Like,
yeah.
Like, he's always said that.
And right now, I know he's teaching a semester at Ohio State, some, like, PE class, basically, for college students.
Teaching. Leadership.
Yeah, leadership. There we go. But, I mean, I don't know. He might just be taking a break and waiting until this quarterback, this coach right here, you know, gets him a couple top 5 classes. And he's like, you know what? I'm ready to come back. And I'm pretty sure they might take him. I mean, it's Urban Meyer. Do you think they'll take him back?
That's what he did with Ohio State. So.
Yeah. I mean...
He
always leaves when everything starts to go down.
Yes.
But if he would have stayed, he would have had Justin Fields.
Yeah, bro. He wasn't, like, I don't, that's why I don't believe that he was, like, that's why I believe he was hurt. Because Ohio State was not going down.
Right.
Like, yeah, they lost Dwayne Haskins, but, like, they always lose quarterbacks in and out. Like, it's not like they're not going to have another quarterback. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they were down. Like, yeah, they weren't considered for college football playoffs really until the very end.
And it was a down year for Ohio State.
But that's what he did in Florida. Didn't they play in the Sugar Bowl and then he left?
Yeah.
It was the same
thing. Nah, but we knew. Like, look what happened. Tebow was leaving. Yeah. Well, look what happened to Florida, like, after that. Like, they were bad. Like, they were bad for, like...
Maybe he thinks that's going to happen with Ohio State. Well, but Justin Fields there, I think
that changes things. No, but I don't think that would happen anyway, because the competition in the Big Ten, to me, is not strong enough that, like, you could skip a beat at Ohio State and get away with it because you're Ohio State.
And the SEC was in its prime, like we said before, when Urban left. Like,
so it was all... Like, I don't... Like, that's why I don't really think... Like, I actually think he was legitimately, like, concerned about his health, and I don't think he's quitting because he thinks it's going to get harder. So Ohio State, like, he gets to pick whatever he wants up in the Northeast. Mm-hmm. And to me, like, it was all about his health. I don't see why he would go to USC. I mean, unless, like I said, unless they bring out the Brinks
truck. Yeah.
When they bring out the Brinks truck, then it's a whole different game.
Right. You know, just a couple more years, coach, and you get all this money.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, okay. This is another question. This is the question that I asked a bit. I for sure remember this one. Is Jim Harbaugh getting in the hot seat? Yes or no?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I think he's warm. I don't say the hot
seat. If he loses...
Like I said, to me, the hot seat is... When you're on the hot seat, it's because if by the end of the year, he's fired. That's the hot seat for me.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I don't think he's on the hot seat. Because unless this man doesn't make a bowl game, he's not going
to
get fired.
Yeah, I think if he loses to Ohio State again to this new coach, and they have like a kind of like a subpar year again... Like, that's not like Michigan where they win, like, basically every single game. Because that's what Michigan does. They win, like, all their games, and they're always, like, in the top. You know what I mean? But this year was kind of off. I mean, it wasn't a bad year.
But this was their best year.
But, like, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, when you think of, like, Michigan, though, they're always like... But, like, if they lose to Ohio State again, maybe 2 years. I don't think he is right now.
I said 2 years.
Yeah. If he keeps losing, which I don't think he will, then yes.
You don't think he'll lose to Ohio State again?
No, I'm not saying, like, he's not going to, like, lose his job this year. But I'm saying, like... It's possible he loses. But if he loses to Ohio State the next 2 years and has, like, okay seasons, I don't know if they'll fire him, but he might just want to leave and go, like, to the NFL back again or something. Because everyone's always
so that's exactly what I said. He'll leave before he gets fired.
Right, I agree.
So I don't think he's really on the hot seat. Like, he will leave before he gets fired.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to take another foreign trip for spring practice?
I don't know, bro. It's not getting the wins.
It's not doing anything.
I mean, they go, what, 9-10 wins? Lose to Michigan State, lose to Ohio State, don't make the Big Ten, miss the playoffs. 3 years in a row. So like
it's not like they're doing bad, but for what they hired him for.
Exactly. Like it's not like he's doing bad, but for the amount of money they're paying him, because I think he's like a few. He might be the highest paid, right?
I think Saban's always. I think every time someone passes Saban, Alabama just gives him more money.
I think that's what happened. They paid Jim Harbaugh like crazy. Yeah. They signed Nick Saban again for like another eternity.
But they don't do bad though, because they don't. I know.
Definitely the highest paid right now is Jimbo Fisher, though.
Is he?
Yeah. I mean, that's why he left Florida State.
Well, $100 mil over 10 years. So I'll take that any day.
He's a good coach too. So I mean.
Yeah. So I don't know. I feel like
if you Florida State should have paid Jimbo Fisher.
No, they had too much stuff going on with the AD and. Obviously, Deion Sanders didn't even like him. That's why you never saw Deion Sanders. Now Deion Sanders is loving Willie Taggart for no reason. Just because, honestly, just for the culture. Like, it sounds good, but Willie Taggart just ain't it, bro.
Yeah.
Willie Taggart's trash.
All right, man. Let's talk about some FSU then.
Is Willie gonna be on the hot seat if he has another bad year?
Bro, the only reason that I said they're not going to fire him is because they're paying off Oregon, and they just gave him, a decent contract. They have to wait the 3 years. Yeah. So they might be down for 3 years. And... Horribly down, like no recruiting and everything like that.
I think they're a top 15.
They're 17.
Oh, okay, so they're close.
They're 17.
That's assuming
nobody leaves.
Right.
But everybody's transferring out. They have 3 or 4 people transferring out. It was like a former 5-star wide receiver, 4-star tight end. Blackman is leaving. I think they had like offensive lineman leaving or something like that. So there's multiple people leaving. Now he's getting sued. By a player in Oregon saying that the way that he was...
Yeah, didn't people go to the hospital or something like that? Because
he should get sued.
Yeah, apparently he was... Apparently the kid was...
Negligence.
Yeah, apparently the kid was peeing, urinating black urine, and then he couldn't feel his arms, completely. He couldn't move his arms completely. And I think that a kid died under his coaching.
Really?
When he was at Oregon. I don't know if he was, the head coach there, or... I think he was the head coach there.
Wow.
So he's getting sued for, $5 million. So, I don't know, man. I don't really know. Like I said, I never wanted Willie Taggart. I remember when all the UF people were like, oh, he can recruit and this and this and that. Look what he did at USF. Look what he did at Oregon. No.
He didn't do shit at Oregon. He was there 1 year.
Yeah.
But like, he didn't do shit there.
Some people were like, oh, well, he lost McElwain. So, I mean, I think we were ready to take anyone at that point.
Yeah, but I feel like Strickland is not an idiot.
Yeah.
And hiring somebody that has a losing record.
Right.
And then people are like, well, he started, look what he did at Western Kentucky. He flipped that program. I'm like, who the hell is Western Kentucky right now? And you still have a losing record. At every single school, you have a losing record. So, I don't know, man. And people are starting to realize that of Willie Taggart. Everybody on Twitter, especially one of them, Trident Time, no, he's always been saying that this is a horrible hire, and I don't like it at all. But I don't know. What do you think about FSU, bro? Where are they heading, Josh?
I mean, as after 1 year, I mean, like, sometimes when the new coach comes in for the first year is usually actually an up year for most of the time. Like, for example, like, for Florida's history, for example, like, when we had Muschamp and McElwain, their, like, first year,
there were
booms.
Great.
Just like Mullen, boom. Like, man, 10 wins. Oh, we're there. And then, like, after that, it was just steadily down. So, I mean, he's a 17 recruiting class. He's losing probably his best quarterback. Francois done, or does he have one more year still?
No, he came back.
He has one more year still?
I think that's why Blackman left.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, we're going to have Francois back, but they just don't look in sync. Obviously, they're going to have, like, an off season to fix some issues, but you could just tell, like, Francois was just uncomfortable a lot of the time just playing under Willie. But, I mean, I don't know. We'll see. They got the whole off season. It's only been a year. I think next year, how many wins did they get this year? Five?
Mm-hmm.
Five, yeah, because if they would have beat Florida, they would have got to a bowl game, but mm-hmm. Florida beat them and they didn't go to a bowl game. So, I don't know. I think
they were barely better. They should have lost to Stanford.
Yeah, I think next year they'll be better.
I think, yeah, they'll miss a
they'll
bowl
be better.
Game.
They'll be
I think
like,
the thing is that they just they have talent to at least make a bowl game.
Right.
I just don't when I say that they're going to be trash, for, like, I just don't think that I would be competing for a championship for the next 2 or 3 years. Like, championship,
like,
even ACC.
Like, we hate FSU, but let's not get it twisted. Everybody knows who FSU is.
Yeah.
Like, they have talent to definitely win.
Yeah, they're supposed to be competing for championships, just like Florida's supposed to be competing for championships.
So, we say trash, we're talking about in comparison to what
they should be.
Like, just like Harbaugh, like, he should be winning championships, and he's not. Like, Michigan's by far had the best year, 10-3, and they lost to Ohio State, Florida, and Notre Dame, all three top 10 teams. Like, and if you look at it, like, most teams would be okay with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
so when we say FSU is trash,
But last year they were trash. Like, last year they were really trash. Their talent.
The main thing that they need to focus on is offensive line, and they're not doing that. They got one recruit offensive line.
Yeah, but they got transfers from JUCO. FSU does. They have two transfers from JUCO.
One thing I want to say, because you said Notre Dame real quick before I forget, not trying to change the topic, but I was really, after the championship, I saw all those Notre Dame fans talking trash about how, oh, look, we're not bad, because look, Clemson just beat Alabama, but Notre Dame's offense only had 3 points. It wasn't even their offense, it was the kicker. So, I mean, so all those Notre Dame fans that were saying, oh, look, we're actually good, you guys were trash.
Bro.
Yeah. Like, that's my reason on
bro.
It.
We're not even
because I saw all name. Those fans talking so much trash, saying, oh, look, Alabama got smashed just like we did, so we're not actually bad, but you guys didn't even score a touchdown.
But just,
so, all right, well, I had to say my piece on that because that was aggravating me.
There you go. So, with Notre Dame, we're done. Well, Ben's been talking about them since
bro,
the first episode.
Trash.
Josh saying
you heard it here first.
Bro,
because
they
are.
Trash,
if you're
bro.
Listening,
like,
if you're a Notre
Dame
fan.
Fuck Big Ben.
If
like,
you're a Notre Dame fan, you're listening to this, hit us up
damn.
And tell us what you think of this because
I
want to
show you got my
eyes
to kiss because y'all suck.
I want to hear a rebuttal to our statements about Notre Dame.
Bro, show me the rings since 2000s.
Also, if you're also listening and you have a fan, a team that we haven't talked about, or there's a team you want us to talk about, let us know too. So we can tell you how bad they are too.
especially this off season. Obviously, it's going to slow down. They are, you know, spring ball is starting. Actually, spring ball for Arizona State starting next week.
That's crazy.
I don't look, man. Herm Edwards trying to build a powerhouse over there in the Pac-12. All props to him, but
and he's
man,
a Herm Edwards fan.
Nah, bro. Dude, 2 weeks of rest and you going back to football hitting again? Like, Yeah.
Sheesh. But other than that, man, I was going to say, yeah, we're going to be focusing more on, like, East Pacific's team on the South, just because that's generally what we know. We know and ACC and SEC, and then big news, obviously. So just let us know. We'll try it. One thing that we want to try to do is try to go to the spring games, if we can do it. Because, what, Tallahassee's only 2 hours away from here?
I'll go to the Florida spring game.
I'll go there. I'll go to Florida State. And then UCF with two people there. They're always there.
Yeah.
So
Ben's going to Miami. So.
Oh, Ben's going to Miami.
Bro, y'all going to see me on fucking August 29th talking big shit. Miami fans are trash.
Oh, shit.
All right, guys.
For real, man.
Everyone, y'all, thanks for listening.
Nah, for real. Like, y'all better be ready for August 29th. Y'all talking all that. The U is back. Manny Diaz got y'all boys back. I better not see a 40 burger on your head, because it's going to be a problem on Twitter. We bringing out the trolls.
And they're like,
you want to follow Obed on Twitter?
They're like, oh, well, you haven't done anything since the 80s. I'm like, bro, okay. Like, we're talking about right now.
So we beat y'all like 12 out of the last 13 times.
Congrats. Like, we're right now. So, yes, Miami fans are talking all that trash, but it is January, so I'm going to slow down on that roll. But yeah, other than that, man, just let us know what you guys want us to talk about. Follow us on Instagram, okay? I can't stress that enough. Follow us on Instagram. We're going to update more. Follow us on Twitter also. I think Twitter is FB Live College or Live FB College. That's what
when,
it is.
When we secure that check mark, that little blue check mark, we'll change it.
Yeah, that's what we'll do.
We need to be verified first. But we need you guys to do that.
And make sure you guys are telling any sports fans to give us a listen. Make sure you're sharing this.
You know, I've had a couple of people that they write stories for the NFL, write stories for college. They listen to our podcast. They're like, we really do enjoy it. We're going to try to share it around. But we need everybody's cooperation. Share it around. Tell your grandma. Tell the cricket outside. Listen to it. All you need to do is click in and listen to it. We need all the support.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we need some.
Damn, well, Ben, chill out, bro.
We need some some input from fans from other teams too, because we want to hear what y'all got to say.
Yeah, man. So like, all y'all Miami fans, we want all the smoke.
Well, and yeah, I want smoke with Syracuse fans. So if there's a
Syracuse fan with Syracuse, bro,
you can see me, bro.
Man, all right. Hate Syracuse. This man hates Syracuse, bro. Washington State.
Bro, they ain't beat nobody. Syracuse ain't beat nobody, man.
All right, man. But other than that, tune in next week. Tune in tomorrow because this podcast is dropping. And then tune in next week because
another one. And we'll see if I'm here.
And we'll see if Josh is here. If he doesn't go MIA and, you know, has to go feed a bird or something. Omar, we don't know about Omar. We'll see about Omar.
Who's Omar? All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. See you, boys.
This dude was about to cry when he couldn't play.
Really?
Yeah, bro. He was like, I can't play. I'm going to lose my mind. I'm like, damn, bro. It's not that deep. It's just the game. Nah, bro. I need to play till 3 a.m. Catch 4 dubs.
Oh, it's complexity, bro. Bro, damn. Bruh.
But it's a good thing I'm ass at Fortnite.
Man, why couldn't I be home, bro? Play some Fortnite. I got more followers on Twitch.
I ain't got no followers anywhere.
Me neither, dog.
Bro, let me see how many followers I got.
And I did this, and my mom's like, change that shit. I'm like, damn, mom, like, why are you watching that? Watch something that's helpful. And he was like, okay, mom, I'll do something else. And he goes, like, hops on Minecraft and does the same thing that the kid did.
Yeah.
To make Seabass happy, we could be like, oh, it's the 2013 FSU team, one of the most disrespected teams in history.
I don't give a fuck about Seabass. Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck
for this team. Bro, we're trying to get him in here. All right, Jess, you're going to start this off today.
Me?
Yeah, you.
For what?
You got to start it off, but I'll be starting it off.
Yeah. Yeah, bro, you have to keep the continuity.
Nah, fuck continuity. My ass. No. Tell your grandma to listen to this shit.
Just tell her to put it on and take her hearing aids out.
Oh, my God.
Does that just...
All right, man. Bro, why somebody call me from Somalia? I ain't trying to get boondocks.
Bro, did you see this man?
What?
Bro, what?
That shit, 28 with 2 kids.
This man.
And... Are you recording already?
Oh, I've been recording.
Oh, shit. Hella bloopers here. Hey, we got...